I told you last weekend.
Go USA.
I was solo with my 2.5-year-old daughter. And we did have tons of activities we went and did. Went to the park that has a splash pad over by our house. That killed a couple hours. Went down to Grape Fest. That killed a couple hours. Just walked a lot. Wrestled a lot. My kid's at the age where we could kind of wrestle.
You go to Dove Park? Is that the one?
Par Park.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That's huge.
A lot of wrestling. A lot of roughhousing.
Uh-huh.
But we also watched a lot of movies. And she recently became very interested in the 101 Dalmatians, which I was a big fan of as a kid. The 1960s version, the cartoon. So we watched not only the, I want to say 1966 maybe, version, which is the cartoon version. It's British accents and it's Cruella de Vil. You know the whole story. We also watched the 1996 version starring Glenn Close. And I want to say Jeff Daniels. So I watched both those movies, and there were two things that struck me as very odd. One, I remembered that Cruella wanted to kidnap the puppies. But I don't think as a kid, no matter how many times I watched it as a child, I don't think if you asked me now that I would have been able to tell you the reason she wanted to kidnap them, the central theme of this movie is that she wanted to skin them.
Really?
She wanted them. She liked the spots for her coats.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
The whole point of the movie is that Cruella loves animal furs, and she likes the way their spots look. So she wants these two puppies, these two Pongo and Perdita have puppies. She wants all of them so that she can skin them.
Was that the same? So is that a plot from, does anybody know The Simpsons with, I think Mr. Burns once had a similar situation where he was going to raise a bunch of puppies?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, The Simpsons, it's very hard for me to remember distinct episodes because there's so many, but yeah.
But I don't remember anything about
That's the whole point of the movie.
The little kid thing, and that's a pretty dark theme.
Extremely dark.
If you're marketing to 4-year-olds.
Yes, extremely dark.
Or what is yours, 2?
2, 2.5? Yeah, I probably saw it when I was 4 or 5. I don't know, but...
So I guess that's why she's always in the fur coat.
Yeah, but the reason that she's after them is not because she wants dogs of her own. It's because she wants to euthanize them and cut their skin off. That's the point of the whole thing. There's also another thing I noticed, and you can lend some
perspective
to this,
Wouldn't you wait till they grew bigger, and then, or is this puppy fur softer? What's the bit?
That's probably it. And there were a lot of them, you know, like 100.
Because if they're bigger, you get more coat.
Yeah, that's true. They do have to get a little older to have spots. They don't have spots right whenever they're born, but, you know, I digress. The other thing I noticed also was, I think I grew up in the heyday of humor centered around bumbling crooks getting their nuts rocked.
Why, was that in Home Alone?
It's every scene of Home Alone. But in 101 Dalmatians, the 1996 version, the two bumbling crooks try to jump over an electric fence. Where do you think they land? Crotch. Electrocuted. And I started thinking,
how does a 2-year-old girl like that?
But loves it.
She holding up a lighter?
But again,
an encore?
I don't know if that was a big player in the children's movies before my time, but I'm pretty sure that every single movie that I watched throughout the 80s and 90s had somebody, usually bumbling bad guy, he would get punched, kicked, electrocuted, bit by dog in the sack. Like, do you guys back there, you're a little younger than I am, but do you now...
I want to say in Hook...
Yes.
There was at least one crotch shot.
Jingle All the Way. I feel like there's a pretty solid... It's all of them.
Wasn't that certainly a Stand By Me? No, that's not really a kids' movie. You're only referring to kids' movies?
Yeah, and I guess why, like, do kids instinctively know, even when they're 5 years old, male or female, like, a dude getting kicked in the crotch is funny.
But I thought Stand By Me, the dog guarding the junkyard, was...
You go right for the junk.
Was the order was sick balls.
I haven't seen that movie. So I posted this on Twitter, just like, hey, have you guys noticed the plot of 101 Dalmatians is really dark? And somebody said, you know what you should check out? You should refresh yourself on the plot of Beethoven.
The Charles Grodin?
Yeah. where they have a St. Bernard, and he's all messy and slobbery, and he's messing up their house all the time. All these movies were written by John Hughes, by the way.
I have no idea what that plot was.
Okay, so here's what I remember about it. Somehow, someone wanted to take Beethoven. The family wanted to keep him / get him back. I don't remember the plot at all. So I kind of flew through Beethoven the other morning, scanned through it for about half an hour after this guy told me what the plot was. I'm going to play you a piece of audio from the first 5 minutes of this movie where there's one guy sitting at a table, and he looks kind of menacing, but dorky menacing, and he's in a warehouse full of puppy cages. Dank, damp, and he's in a dark room. And you come to find out later in the movie, this guy's a vet. He's Beethoven's vet. And he's sitting at this desk, and a shadowy figure enters, you know, like Dick Tracy-style hat and suit. You know, and he's got an envelope in his hand, and he's got a revolver. And this is what he says to the veterinarian.
We've developed a new type of ammunition. It explodes on contact. We'd like you to use this revolver for the tests. We want to know the extent of the damage at close range.
You want to know how messy it is.
I presume you can get dogs with big skulls for the tests. Newfoundlands, Great Danes, St. Bernards.
Large dogs are difficult to come by. Harder to manage.
So now this government agent, shadowy figure, pulls out a big envelope of cash.
Dude.
And hands it to the vet. And the vet says,
I'm sure we'll be able to handle it.
That's the plot of Beethoven. That the CIA or some shadowy government organization needs to test a new version of hollow point bullets that explode upon impact. And they have deemed the best way to test these bullets is kidnapping large dogs and having this vet shoot them in the head at point blank range.
Is this made for kids?
Yes. This is the plot of this movie.
I watched that a ton growing up.
Did you remember this?
No, of course not.
I was always creeped out by this movie.
Just the weird lady always chasing around the dog.
And the family's chasing him around, and he's lovable. And the whole plot of the movie, Dan, is they need this vet to kidnap Beethoven so that they can blow his brains out with an experimental type of ammunition that the government is developing behind the scenes. And I probably saw this movie a dozen times. I don't remember this at all.
Two notes here as I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. One, it killed. It was made for $18 million. It grossed $147 million.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really have to pay the star.
Yeah.
I definitely saw it in the theater.
Just to back up something else you were saying a moment ago, part of the plot, upon seeing his family upset, the Newtons go to Dr. Varnick's office. He tells them Beethoven already has been euthanized. However, George remembers Varnick's receptionist said Beethoven would not be euthanized till the next day. He notices Dr. Varnick has no bite marks on his arm and assaults him. The Newtons follow him to his warehouse. Beethoven breaks free, is recaptured by the two associates. While Alice calls the police, George crashes through the skylight just as Dr. Varnick prepares to shoot Beethoven before he can. However, a captive Jack Russell Terrier bites him in the crotch.
Yes.
Causing him to yes. fire a shot in the air.
A little yappy dog appears from nowhere and jumps up and bites him right in the nuts. And so the part they're talking about there where they notice he has no scarring or no injuries on his arm, the way that he gets the dog from the family, he goes to their house. He's Beethoven's vet, and he says, you know, we immunized him the other day with large dogs like this. Sometimes I make house calls. And they're like, well, that's kind of odd, but if you need to see him, he's out back. So the vet goes out back, pulls up his shirt sleeves, smears ketchup all over his forearms and his arms, and starts punching Beethoven to get Beethoven to react, to jump on him so that he can have the dog put down. He's attacking the dog. And I don't know why, but I don't remember any of this. And again, it just got me to thinking about all the really weird themes in movies we watched growing up. As I've told you guys before, Mighty Ducks was probably my favorite movie for a good 5 years. Mighty Ducks kicks off with Gordon Bombay being forced to coach the Mighty Ducks because he has too many DUIs. And there's actually a scene in the beginning of the movie where they show him like hitting a bottle of whiskey in his car and getting pulled over, and he's all effed up.
So they could have made it too many parking tickets.
They could have made it
so many things.
So many things, but it's like, he drives drunk. I don't think I even knew what that was at that time. And I never really questioned it. Like, why did that need to be the central plot device?
Like, why not domestic violence?
Pick anything.
Kind of show him
other
get
societal
home late.
Ill.
His wife asks where he's been. He backhands her.
I don't think.
And then laughs from the audience.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have noticed that either. But again,
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they want to shoot this dog in the head with black sight CIA ammo, and they zoom in
on
the gun.
Yeah, and they want it to explode, so they're kind of putting that in your brain.
Yeah. And he's like,
I need a big dog so it'll really splatter all over the place.
And then he says, and I need it to be at close range. Like, that's an execution. it's very, very dark.
This guy's like, for the right price, sure.
Hands him a thing of cash. Crazy.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.